Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast on spiritual warfare. And today we're going to continue our special spiritual warfare small group series on Battle Plan, where I discuss parts of my book, My Search for Prayers Satan Hates. A free downloadable PDF transcript of this podcast is available on our website at active-faith.org under the Resources tab. Today, we're covering a heavy subject, suicide. Let me start with 1 Kings 19, 9 to 10 in LT. The Lord said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah replied, "I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I am the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too." Depression that leads to thoughts of suicide can descend on anyone. Elijah was committed to God, serving him daily and in grave danger. The danger was real. His co-workers were all being killed for their work, and he knew he was walking around with a target on his back. It was only a matter of time. Then God shows up and says, "What's happening?" "What's happening?" Elijah said. "I'll tell you what's happening. I've been working my buns off for you, and all my co-workers are dead. Everybody's turning to demon worship, and our lives as prophets for you are over, done, finished. In fact, I'm the only one left. So they're all looking for me to finish the job. That's what's happening." Have you ever felt that way? Because I have. "Lord, I've been faithful, and you let this happen. How could you let this happen? Why? What good is this going to do?" I've been there. I've said that. It hurts. It feels like the skies are brass and my prayers can't get through, even though my mouth is still moving. I'm sure Job felt that way. Mary, the mother of Jesus, probably felt that way. Probably every person who ever started a business and then looked like it would fail feels that way. It's a lonely feeling. You feel responsible, even though you know it isn't your fault. You're going to suffer, right? So it must be your fault. You start to review every decision you made and question your abilities. We've all done it at one time or another. Self-doubt. It's one of Satan's most powerful tools. Self-doubt can lead to self-blame. Self-blame makes you review how everyone around you is going to suffer because of your mistakes. Sometimes there are people around you pointing that out, true or not. So where does that lead? Ultimately, if you let it, it leads you to think this thought: if I was just dead, everybody else would be better off. Now, it's a lie, but Satan can make it sound so true. That's what happened to a boy around the corner from me. He was a senior at Pine Tree High School. He was active and well-liked. He had numerous friends. He participated in many school activities. Everything looked fine on the outside. His parents had no clue he was terribly upset on the inside. He was blaming himself for what we might call minor problems. I don't really remember what it was, but it came out later. It may have been a tiff with his girl, a bad test grade that was about to be posted, or an issue with a friend. It doesn't matter now, does it? Or maybe it does. Maybe we should review what it was so we who are still living can get the proper perspective about our own issues. Bad grades can get better with focus. Relationships will change with time. Pain will lessen as we focus on new things. But for this young man, it's over. His problem seemed bigger than any possible solution, and he was convinced it would be better if he were dead, because that's how Satan works. So he shot himself in the head in his own bedroom. Now that I'm in ministry, sometimes I get asked about suicide. Does everyone who commits suicide go to hell? How would you answer that? It's a tough question, isn't it? Consider the fact that some religious groups offer relatives a chance to buy their way out of hell into heaven. How do you explain that? Where's the Bible verse teaching that? I've thought about it a lot, and I'm sure I don't have all the answers for these hurting families. I've prayed with some, hugged them, and cried with them. Only God can judge. But here's what I finally decided after my study of spiritual warfare. Suicides are caused by people who are deceived. They are deceived into thinking everyone around them would be better off if they were gone, out of the picture. They're ignoring all the activities associated with their actual death, things like the blood, the gore, the shock of the people who find them, the emptiness felt by all those who love them, the funeral, the publicity, and many other factors. They're tuned into only the voice in their head that assures them this is best, even preferable for all concerned. Still, it's just a deception. Aren't all of us deceived in one way or another? My deception may not lead me to commit suicide, but I'm still deeply deceived in some aspect of my life, aren't you? In light of that, I don't think personally that suicide is a guaranteed one-way ticket to hell. In addition, we must balance this with the possibility of a chemical disorder or another tangible medical reason for the depression. When I interact with people who are dealing with this sensitive issue, I pray with them, I hold them, I tell them what I just told you. There's no need to sugarcoat the truth, and we can't know right now for sure, but I certainly don't think that every person who ever committed suicide is in hell. Remember, David was depressed after his realization of the public nature of his sin with Bathsheba. Read Psalm 51. Lord, I pray for a special blessing on all those who've lost a loved one to suicide. Please heal their pain. Grant them peace. Put people around them who can encourage them and speak kind words to soothe their soul. In Jesus' name, amen. In light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to consider the following two discussion thoughts. In what ways might you be deceived in today's world? Number two, discuss some ways to pray about deception for yourself and for a loved one. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.